Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. How do we take care of ourselves, each other, our family, mom and dad, a spouse, whoever it is? How do we do all that as we age, as we become more frail, as our bodies give up and as gravity wins? Glad to have you with us. My name is Bob Scrivano, your host here for 19 years. On KFBK, on Assets and Aging. Glad to have you with us. A couple things I have to get out of the way, and most of you have heard all this stuff before, but remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the heck they're talking about. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. I'm not securities licensed. I don't do taxes, and everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any form of legal tax or other advice. Just a discussion. Lots to talk about. An outrage. I mean, just several outrages today. But a lot to talk about right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Lots of ways to contact me. The best way is probably my 800 number right here in Sacramento. It's 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. You can also reach me on my website. My website is Assets and Aging, ASSETSANDAGING.com, assetsandaging.com. When you go to my website, you can listen to my podcast. I do a live podcast every Wednesday. You can listen to my archived radio shows. You can sign up for my next workshop, which is on August the 5th, Saturday, August the 5th. You can scroll down and sign up for my next workshop. Lots of information, lots of things. You can email me. You can become informed, or you can become another victim. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today. Just a lot of stuff. Today, there's kind of the outrages of the day. Also, you can order my book online. My book, Navigating Frailty, which I love the title, and I love my book, Navigating Frailty. It's a family guide to dealing with the issues of aging. It's available on ebook only, on Kindle, Nook, or by PDF. The people that have read it and gotten back to me loved it. One gentleman has now read it twice. He enjoyed it so much. So it's a great thing. It's a great thing to have. It's great information to have, and I think you'll enjoy it. I enjoyed putting the book together, I think you'll have a good time with it. I think you'll find the information extremely useful. Again, 800-999-8007 is my phone number, or again, you can always reach me via my website, assetsandaging.com. I've been saying for 19 years, if you don't take care of the issues of aging, you're going to become another victim. I would really like to use stronger language today, and I cannot. But you're going to just become another victim of the long-term care industrial complex. That includes the state, that includes facilities, it includes advisors, it includes all kinds of things. You're just going to become another victim of the state or of the VA or whoever it is. It's semi-amazing, folks, what happens to people. And I had a phone call this week. I've been dealing with the issues of aging for almost 30 years now. And I've seen everything. I've observed everything. I've seen great things, sad things, funny things, heartbreaking things. I've seen it all. And there's so much junk. That's not the word I want to use, but there's so much junk floating around out there, and people become such victims of this stuff. Sometimes I'm just angry. I was talking to a good friend of mine earlier in the day who's an elder law attorney, probably the best one in California. And he's got a client he's been talking to now for 7 months. And he's been trying to get him VA benefits. So the guy has lost over $10,000 in VA benefits because his financial advisor hasn't decided whether it's a good idea to do this. The financial advisor doesn't know diddly dink about VA benefits. This is probably the best elder law attorney in California. And so as a result of the advisor, the guy has now lost $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 in tax-free benefits because the advisor doesn't get it. I don't care if the advisor gets it. I don't care about all of Job's advisors out there telling you there's nothing you can do. I am so sick to death of all the myths that are floating around. And here's what happens when you believe all that stuff. I had somebody call me the other day that had actually come to one of my workshops, had actually listened to me, or at least I thought they listened to me. And one of the family members was going to a nursing home, was actually in a nursing home, had gone into the nursing home. Listen to my podcast this week, by the way, on does Medicare pay for nursing homes? I think you'll be kind of shocked. My podcast from the 12th. But anyhow, they went into the hospital. They were transferred to a nursing home here in Sacramento for rehab. At the end of rehab, they were told that the person, the adult on in the nursing home, would have to leave because they could now walk. And the family had to take this person home. This is a local nursing home. I wish I could give you the name. I will tell you this. It's not the first time I've heard these stories from this nursing home. I wish it was, but it's not. And so they were told that they had to take the person who was in the facility home. And they were told that the reason they had to go home was because that person could walk. Yet one of the nurses told the family that they were using a Hoyer lift to get the person in and out of bed. Do you know what a Hoyer lift is? How many of you know what a Hoyer lift is? That's a device they use for getting somebody out of bed. It's actually a lift. It takes two people to operate it. And that cranks the person up out of bed in a lift, and then they can be moved to a wheelchair, whatever. Now, if somebody's using a Hoyer lift, how in the world can they claim that the person can walk? I asked the family, I said, did you see this person walk? And they said, no. I said, then how do you know they, well, they've told me they have to leave. I said, they don't have to leave. You can apply for Medi-Cal and they can stay. They can't be forced out. Well, they've told us that we have to leave. So guess what they did? They didn't listen. I came to a workshop. They've listened to my radio program. They didn't listen. They believed the myth makers. And they took that person home to be cared for by an elderly spouse. The person then developed edema in their legs, swelling in their legs until their legs were purple because they listened and they believed that they had no choice but to take the frail elderly person home. That's what they were told. And so they did it. And guess what happened? They wound up having to take that person, and that person right now, as I speak, is back in a hospital. And all of this happened because everybody believes it's not going to happen to them, and so they don't have to pay attention. Everybody believes it's not going to happen to them. Everybody believes that somehow they're going to escape and that they're the exception to the rule. So once again, I will tell you what I've been telling you for 19 years here on the radio. Have a plan or become a victim. And I'm going to read you some stuff in a little while that, as my mom used to say, it's going to get worser and worser. This is not an isolated incident. It happens all the time. That and other things happen. And it happens because I had somebody else this week. It's the same family. They had applied for Medi-Cal and been told that they would have 100%, they would have a gigantic share of cost, when in fact, under the Medi-Cal rules, they have no share of cost. Who told them they would have a share of cost? Medi-Cal did. And so the wife, who couldn't afford to give up all of her income, didn't do anything because Medi-Cal told them that they would have a share of cost, when in fact they have a zero share of cost. And the nursing home told them that they would have a share of cost. So not being able to give up all the income, the spouse took the person home, and the rest is history, as they say. So you can continue to believe all the baloney that's going around out there, or you can actually take control of your situation, plan for this, and make sure when it happens to you, you're not one more victim. Every week I have phone calls from victims, or people walk into my office who are victims of stuff they've been told. And it happens over and over and over and over and over again. The state of California, right now, let me find it. I've got it in my hands. The state of California is being sued. Okay? This is a lawsuit. It's a class action lawsuit filed on July the 6th, 2017. And the state of California is being sued for ignoring Medicaid law, federal law, just absolutely ignoring it. It has to do with something called spousal impoverishment rules. But I'm holding a, it was filed in the Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles, on July 6th, because the state of California has simply ignored the federal rules. The state of California, not long ago, there is a program to help pay for assisted living for people in Medi-Cal, to pay for assisted living on a limited basis for people in nursing homes. Governor Brown, remember, we have a tobacco tax, we have all this new spending on Medi-Cal. Governor Brown and the legislature allowed that program to lapse for lack of money. And so for months, the waiver program wasn't funded. Now we have a waiting list that had started up again of thousands of people for a few hundred beds in California. Because the governor and the legislature and the state, we got a tobacco tax. Remember, it was supposed to save Medi-Cal. We have all this big budget. We've increased the budget for Medi-Cal. But not for the elderly, not for the infirmed, not for the disabled. All of the Medi-Cal money has gone to a specific group of people. Mainly younger people. A lot of them unemployed. A lot of them employed. But for the disabled and the elderly and the frail, the situation has gotten worse, and it's going to get worse. Not going to get better. So now we have four nonprofits suing the California Department of Healthcare Services because they've simply chosen to ignore federal law. Four nonprofits are suing the state of California. I couldn't make this up if I tried. If you want to look up the case, let's see if it's been given a case number. Yes, it's a Superior Court, County of Los Angeles, case number BS is in Bob Scrivano, 170173. The state of California is also, oops, I just dropped some of my stuff, pardon me. There's another lawsuit been filed against the state of California by another coalition group arguing that the 14 million people on Medi-Cal now can't get health care. Now, any of you who've listened to me for a while, I've been saying this for 3 years, since the ACA passed. When the ACA passed, it expanded Medicaid and Medi-Cal. And I said it was going to be a huge problem in one particular way, and that is that people on under Affordable Care Act Medi-Cal, the expanded Medi-Cal, would not be able to find doctors, would not be able to get appointments, would not be able to get into clinics and labs. The average wait time now to get an appointment with a primary care physician is over a month. Less than half the doctors, something like 40% of the doctors in California, take Medi-Cal. And yet they expanded this program, the state knowingly expanded a program to which it knew people would not be able to access care because they wanted the federal money. Because the feds are paying for 90% of this, and they wanted 80% of this, and they wanted federal money. It's one of the great scams of all time, and it's going to break the budget of the state of California. Now we find out that the tobacco tax, which was supposed to raise $1.3 billion to increase reimbursements to doctors so that more doctors would take Medi-Cal, is now not going to do that. If you do a little research on that, again, the law of unintended consequences, and I've been telling people this for a year, you do that, less people smoke, you raise less money, and people go into the black market, and that's what's been happening. If any of you have been reading the paper, you'll see that the effect of the tobacco tax is that there's fewer cigarettes being bought. If you think people have given up smoking, you're wrong. They've simply gone to other sources. And it's raising less money than everybody thought it was going to raise. Gosh, there's a shock. My point is, if you don't pay attention to this stuff, we're talking about healthcare here. Medi-Cal is the primary payer of health insurance for the disabled, for children with disabilities, for adults with disabilities, and for the aged, blind, and disabled, people in nursing homes. And yet we've got two lawsuits. We have nursing homes kicking people out. We have Medi-Cal people telling families the wrong information. I can't tell you how many people have tried to sign up for nursing home Medi-Cal under Covered California, which is not where you apply, only to be denied because they found out too late they applied for the wrong program. Because that's where Covered California sent them. So it's really simple. Getting old is hard. There's frailty, there's disability, there's dementia, there's all kinds of things going on. All kinds of things going on. And the issue is whether you and your family are going to be prepared, or are you just going to be another victim? Have you been to one of my workshops? Have you called or gone to my website to sign up for the workshop on August the 5th? Have you arranged to come in and see me? The consultation is free. You haven't? Why not? Is there a reason why you haven't? Do you believe this isn't going to happen to you? I had somebody in my office today that I referred to an attorney. A family member died, and the person that came in with two paper bags full of stuff. The person that died had no will, no powers of attorney, no trust. All the bank accounts have been frozen. they don't know where any money is to pay for anything, and they wanted to know if I could help. And I said, yes, I can help, and I referred them to an elder law attorney because they're going to need to do a probate. And the family member that put him in all of this believed it would never happen. Now, that family member is dead, so he doesn't have to deal with the mess. The surviving family members are going to be dealing with this for the next year to year and a half. And they don't even know where to begin. Over and over and over again for 25, 28 years, however long I've been doing this, I've seen it so many times, I can't tell you. And I am begging you, stop believing that it won't happen to you. I'm pretty sure everybody's going to die. I'm pretty sure. Can't be 100% positive. You might be the one person that escapes, but I'm pretty sure everybody's going to die. I'm pretty sure that if you haven't prepared for that, your family is going to be dealing with icky stuff and bad stuff and paperwork stuff for maybe years. And you've been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off because I'm going to have to do something. Yeah, you're going to have to like do something. You're going to have to pay attention and do something. So when do you do something? When do you make the decision to get up off your you-know-what and make sure that your family doesn't go through all the grief that all the families I've seen for 28 years, however long it's been, have gone through because they never believed it was going to happen to them, and they always believed that something would be available, and they always believed that it would just work out. Well, the state's not benevolent, the programs are messed up, and it's going to be strictly your responsibility to understand them, and they're going to become more complex and more difficult because we're about to go through another health law change. One way or another, we're going to go through another health law change of some kind. And do you know what's coming? Do you know how it's going to impact your family as you get older? If you're 80 years old and you're sitting here listening to me and going, well, Bob, you know, I think Mildred and I have it all set. I would almost guarantee you don't have it all set. I would be willing to bet that most of you may have taken care of the issues of death, but almost none of you have taken care of the issues of frailty. The question of what happens if I don't die? What happens if the stroke fails? What happens if I lay in bed for 4 years not knowing what planet I'm on because I have one of the 8 different kinds of dementia? What happens? What happens? I had somebody come in this week. They're taking care of a parent. They live in the parent's home. They're the parent's caregiver. And I said to them, what happens if you die? What happens if you have a stroke? And they looked at me and went, I don't know. I never thought about that. Are you going to be the caregiver for a spouse or your parents? What happens when you get sick? Now who takes care of mom? The caregiver in this case had never even entertained that question. And by the way, had been to see an attorney that never asked them that question. The issues of frailty are completely different from and separate from the issues of dying. How much longer until you begin? Remember, hope is not a plan. I hope it all works out. That's not a plan. How much longer are you going to wait? How much older are you going to get? How much more frail are you going to get until your family, and you in particular, begin to understand that if you don't have a plan to do this, the government's going to write one for you. Fate is going to write one for you. Happenstance and circumstance are going to write one for you. doesn't it make more sense that you be in control of your future and pick the people you want to be in control of your future if you can't be? 800-999-8007. Make the difficult decision to actually do something. Call me. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Email me. Get on my newsletter list. Sign up for a workshop. Do the things that you need to do. But do it now. Hope is not a plan. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. I'll be back in just a few minutes. We're going to take a little break for the news and some other things, and then I will be back. So don't go away. We'll see you here in about, 3-4 minutes, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who's going to take care of me? How am I going to make wise decisions? How do I avoid all the misinformation that's out there? In fact, in between halves of this show, as I was recording it, I got a phone call from somebody. Hadn't heard the show yet, just happened to call. And again, they've been told by the nursing home that when their Medicare days are up, they have to take their spouse home. And that is absolutely not true. I can't tell you how many ways that's not true. So, this stuff is out there everywhere, and it's almost impossible to undo it because people have been told this stuff so many times that they start to believe it. Somebody else recently told me that you couldn't have two houses and get help with Medi-Cal in a nursing home. That's patently not true. I don't know how to say it any other way. It's patently not true. So anyhow, there are all kinds of things that are floating around out there, and here's one of them. Welcome back. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who takes care of me? How do we make sense out of stuff? How do we do all the things that we're supposed to do and make wise decisions? And it's harder and harder and harder. And it just gets to be more difficult all the time, letting people know that there are things that they can do, that they can make a difference in their own life, that they can plan for this, and that it's not all hopeless. My phone number, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. And there you can listen to my radio shows, my archive podcasts. You can send me an email. You can sign up for my next upcoming workshop, which is on August the 5th. You can get information. You can call me. You can email me. You can sign up for my newsletter. You can get the help that you need as you begin to plan for the issues of aging. Don't be another victim of misinformation and of stories and of people telling you you have to get a divorce and people telling you that you have to spend down and all the stuff that goes on. It's simply not true. I don't know how to tell you it differently than it's simply not true. I want to read you something. I've talked about this before, but where is this from? This is from the Modesto Bee. This is an article that I looked at on the 7th of July. And I want to read parts of this to you because it's really important. And this is why you really have to be informed and you have to stay informed and you have to pay attention because of this. This is from the Modesto Bee. Jane Harden of Modesto discusses the Medicare and financial issues surrounding the care of her 91-year-old mother. And so let me read something. Let me read some of this. Jane Harden of Modesto said her 91-year-old mother was in the hospital with severe shoulder pain last month, and then was placed in a nursing home for medical rehab. How many times have we talked about this before? People rehab in nursing homes, and that's under Medicare. And the difference between Medicare and Medi-Cal and private pay, those differences are stark and real. And if you don't understand them, this is what waits for you. And this is a result of misinformation. A big surprise came when her mother received a letter from her Medicare health plan saying the hospital bills were not covered. Whoa. Harden had been on observation status in the hospital and was classified as an outpatient, even though nurses and doctors attended to her in a hospital bed and ran tests and stayed overnight in a hospital room. But she was never classified as an inpatient at the hospital before she was moved to a nursing home. Medicare most likely won't pay for the nursing home care rehab. I have been talking about this and talking about this and talking about this, and people still don't believe me. Here's an article from 7/7 of this year. And I've been talking about this for 2 years. I continue to read from the article from the Modesto Bee of 7/7, and it's entitled, if you can Google it, Medicare patients who are under observation are stung by hospital bills. Harden and her frail mother, not sure how her frail mother would react if she was aware of the thousands of dollars in medical bills not covered. She has severe diabetes and severe heart problems, Harden said. We don't know if the stress of medical bills and insurance problems will cause her to have a heart attack and a worsening of her condition. What do you think? When mom thinks that she's been covered by Medicare all these years, by the way, do you know how much rehab costs in a nursing home? $600 to $900 a day. I'm not making those numbers up. Now, if her hospital stay wasn't covered by Medicare because she was under observation, in other words, the 20% that it's a long story, but she's going to owe the hospital a lot of money. And then when she got transferred to the nursing home, she wasn't transferred under Medicare because she hadn't been admitted to the hospital for 3 days. So her rehab bill at the nursing home is going to be on her nickel. Patients like, I'm reading from the article from the Modesto Bee on 7/7. Patients like her mother are caught in a hard-to-fathom issue that's affected Medicare patients everywhere. Seniors in their 70s or 80s who may have a hard time understanding the basics of Medicare go to the hospital with a medical emergency and receive the typical hospital services, but later find out they were classified as outpatients and were never admitted. In those cases, Medicare doesn't pay for medications, physicians' fees, and other services provided to the patients. Now, I have a Medicare card. Many of you have a Medicare card. It's a little red, white, and blue card. We all carry one if you're over 65 or over. In addition, you may have a Medicare supplement. It could be with all kinds of companies. It could be with Blue Cross. It could be with ARP. It could be with Physicians Mutual. It could be with Kaiser. It could be with whoever. And so when we go, if we're 65 or over, when we go somewhere to the hospital or whatever, the first thing they ask for is your insurance cards, and you give them your Medicare card and you give them your Medicare supplement card. And you're in the hospital and you would think that Medicare would cover it. The problem is you're not in the hospital. Well, Bob, this says she was in the emergency room and was actually transferred to a room overnight. I know. But she was never classified as an inpatient. She was classified as an outpatient. And that means she was never in the nursing home, and it means a big chunk of the bill and probably all of the rehab bill at the nursing home will not be paid for by Medicare. Let me continue reading the articles, because this is really important. Some patients are sent to a nursing home on a physician's advice and assume those services will be covered. But Medicare covers nursing home care only for people who were inpatients in the hospital for 3 days. Patients who were under observation in the hospital and classified as outpatients could be stuck with tens, thousands, in my own note here, if not tens of thousands of dollars in nursing home bills. If you don't think this, I've been talking about this, you can go, I've done podcasts on this, I've done radio shows on this, and here we are in July of 17, an article in the Modesto Bee written on 7/7 talking about exactly the same thing that I've been talking about for 1,000 years. And it's no wonder why when I talk to people, they say to me, well, that can't be true, that can't be true, that can't be true. It's like all the myths of Medi-Cal. Somewhere I have a list of all the myths I've heard over the years. I don't have it here, but one of these days I'll bring it with me and I'll go over it with you. Hardin is trying to assist her, reading from the article from the Modesto Bee. Hardin is trying to assist her mother, who is 2,500 miles away in a facility in Pennsylvania. But the problem is affecting seniors in the Modesto area as well. Well, welcome to the club, Modesto Bee. This impacts thousands and tens of thousands of seniors nationwide. And nobody's writing about it. Mary Profeta, program manager for HICAP in Stanislaus County, said she dealt with 5 or 6 patients who asked for help with the problem last year. A counselor at the HICAP office received another complaint Wednesday. Said complaints regarded hospital bills that Medicare didn't cover because the people were considered outpatients. The others had bills from nursing homes. One problem was an easy-to-remedy mix-up, but blah, 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 blah. Unfortunately, there is nothing you could appeal, she said. The office is advising hospitalized seniors or their families to make sure to ask if they're on observation status or have been admitted as inpatients. I'm going to add my own notes here. It doesn't matter. Even if you're admitted to the hospital, you have to be in the hospital for 72 straight hours, and only then, if you are transferred to a nursing home for rehab, will Medicare pick up some or part of the tab. If you're not admitted to the hospital for 72 straight hours, then Medicare will not pay for the rehab facility, even if you were admitted to the hospital. It's such an important concept to understand. I cannot begin to tell you what an important concept this is to understand. It's why you need to be informed, and you need, I've been talking about this for years. I've done radio shows on it before. I'm bringing it up again because up popped a letter in the an article in the Modesto Bee from July the 7th, last Friday. Under federal regulations, hospitals could classify patients. This is federal law, folks. This is the ACA. Under federal regulations, hospitals can classify patients as under observation if they are sick or injured enough to be in the hospital but need to be evaluated for admission as an inpatient. As of March 8th, hospitals were supposed to start giving standardized notices to Medicare patients admitted for observation, telling them that services may not be covered. It is a problem that definitely impacts people with Medicare, said Rhonda Richards, a senior legislative rep with ARP. People may not be aware that they need to have 3 days in the hospital as an inpatient to cover the skilled nursing care they need. This is not new. It's very frustrating to sit here week after week after week and tell people the same thing, and yet here we are with people still getting surprised when they find out that the hospital bill wasn't covered by Medicare, or a big chunk of it wasn't, and that the nursing home rehab's not covered, and that's costing them $600 to $900 a day. Legislation has been introduced in Congress. I love that, introduced, as if that's the solution. I've been talking about this now for 13 minutes and 53 seconds. And how many of you to this moment understand the difference between admission and observation? One is an inpatient, one is an outpatient. Which is which? Legislation has been introduced in Congress to deal with the problem for seniors. The bill would count time spent in the hospital under observation toward the three-day rule for coverage of nursing home care. The legislation is supported by leading senior advocacy groups and a National Association of Nursing Homeowners. I'll bet. Now, what do you think the chances are of that passing and causing the federal government to have to pay out more money than they do already? Richard said a study found that in 2012, Medicare beneficiaries under observation in hospitals, listen to this, had 617,700 hospital stays lasting 3 days but were not classified as admitted or inpatient stays. That's 617,700 days that had to be paid for out of the senior's pocket. Do you think this is not a big issue? That was in 2012. Do you think that number has gone up or down in the last 5 years? The center, blah, blah, blah. A blog in the journal Health Affairs suggested that hospitals overusing observation status may be trying to avoid Medicare penalties. Of course they're trying to avoid Medicare penalties. Under the ACA, here's the basic rules. If someone's admitted to the hospital, notice I didn't say observed, admitted to the hospital and comes back within 30 days for the same reason, the hospital is fined a percentage of their fees. So in order to avoid that, hospitals don't admit people, they have them under observation. So that way, if they come back in 30 days, the hospital is not dinged the penalty. To create incentives for improved quality of care, the federal Medicare program assesses financial penalties, I'm reading from the article, to hospitals with high rates of patient readmission within 30 days. Now, what was the purpose of this? To create incentives for improved quality of care. So if in order to get around the penalty, hospitals, you can't blame them, hospitals are not admitting patients, they're only observing them. Do you think they're getting a better quality of care or a lesser quality of care as a result of these rules from the Affordable Care Act? What do you think? Huh? What would be your guess? Would you like to make a guess? Doctors Medical Center of Modesto had no comment Thursday and did not say if it was complying with the patient notifications. Of course they are. Sutter Health of Sacramento, the parent of Memorial Medical Center, did not provide a spokesperson. Harden and her mother received a number of services in the hospital. I'm reading from the article from the Modesto Bee on 7/7. Harden and said her mother received a number of services in the hospital, such as blood tests and MRI, and care to make sure her diabetes was under control. The elderly woman was in the hospital for 2 days, was released, and returned to the hospital for 2 days after falling at home. I wish I had a nickel for every time I've heard that, about hospitals releasing somebody, and then they go home and they get sick again, or something happens to them, and again, they've been told, I mean, the misinformation by the long-term care industrial medical complex is staggering. The Center for Medicare Advocacy advises hospital patients placed on observation status to ask a doctor to admit them as an inpatient, ask for written notice if they are kept under observation, and tell the hospital they want status change because the care is medically necessary. It's one of the reasons why an advanced health care directive is so important. It's one of the reasons why HIPAA authorizations are so important. I cannot begin to tell you how important it is. I cannot begin to tell you how important it is. You have to be informed. You have to know what's happening. And then if you can't do it, whoever has your power of attorney has to be able to ask, is mom under observation or admitted? What medical things are being done for mom? Does she need to be admitted? Is everything medically necessary being done for mom so that she can be admitted? Who's going to admit her? What time is she going to be admitted? If she's admitted after midnight, she may have missed an entire day of admission, even though she's been in the hospital for 8, 10, 12 hours. Directives, HIP authorizations, powers of attorney, all of that kind of stuff are so important. It is imperative that you know, it really is imperative that you know what the myths are. How many of you think there's a look back, a 5-year look back? No, there's not. A 36-month look back? No, there's not. A 30-month look back? Not really. How many of you think the state's going to come and take your house away? Not really. How many of you think the state has the right to recover? Under certain circumstances, they do. Do you know the ones that they don't have the right to recover? How many of you have heard you can only have $2,000? How many of you have heard this? How many of you have heard that? How many of you have heard, whatever it is? Do you understand the difference between observation and admission and how rehab works and how all of that stuff works? Do you get it? It's important. If you don't get it, you need to make sure that you do get it. It's really, really, really important. It's important you understand Medi-Cal rules. It's important you understand how documents work. All of it is important. It's important to everybody. Give me a call. Get in to see me. The consultation is free. We will reason together. We will make plans together. We will figure out how this works and what the best way to make it work is. We will make sure that when this happens to you, you don't lose everything. You don't wind up paying for the nursing home for rehab when you thought it was covered by Medicare. You don't wind up paying for the hospital when you thought it was covered by Medicare. You can keep more than $2,000. You can keep your house. You can keep your IRA. You can keep your life insurance. You can do a whole bunch of stuff despite what you've heard. You can keep a business. In some cases, you can keep more than one house. But it starts with you wanting to make a difference in your life. It starts with a phone call. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. I want to point you to another article, and I'm not going to read it, but I want you to read it. It's from the Wall Street Journal, July 8th, 9 edition, on the front page, and it's called Federal Care Fails Tribes. And you go, but Bob, I'm not a member of a Native American tribe. That's okay. Read the article. It's what happens when the government gets involved in the healthcare business. This is the kind of stuff that happens. Look what's happening to Native Americans on reservations with health problems governed by the Indian Health Services. A unit of the Department of Health and Human Services. Just find out what happens when the government gets involved in healthcare. Look at the VA. Look at all the stuff you've read about the VA and what's happened to vets and all that kind of stuff. Look what happens when government regulations get in the middle of healthcare and you don't understand the difference between observation and admission. You don't understand what the Medi-Cal rules are. You've been told all kinds of junk. After 19 years on the radio, I am really getting tired of saying the same thing over and over and over again, and yet every week seeing from people, hearing from people, that have been told stuff that's simply not true, and they wind up being forced out of nursing homes. They wind up being told that they should go do this or they should go do that, and at the end of the day, they don't need to do any of that stuff. Get in to see me. The consultation is free. I think that's a good price. My phone number is a simple one. It's 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. If you scroll down, you can send me an email. You can sign up for an upcoming workshop. You can buy my book. If you haven't bought my book, do it. It's only $15. It's a treasure trove of information. It's available on Kindle, Nook, or PDF. But set a time to get the family together and come and see me. And let's begin to make sure that hope is not your only plan, that you're just hoping it's all going to work out. Here we are, years after this, and we're still having articles written about people not understanding the difference between observation and admission and being surprised by it. Act today. Make a difference today. You have the authority and the power to do this, so do it. 800-999-8007. Well, as a friend of mine used to say, God willing and the creek don't rise. We'll see you here again next week, same time, same place, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. See you here again next week. Have a great day. Bye-bye.